Now time for our Donna at the West Locker Room chat as we continue on. The basketball season rolls along, and it's brought to you by Vedina State Bank, Triple L Tire. We're joined now by the Mustangs girls basketball coach each and every week. Of course, that is Perry Smith. And coach, it was a very solid week for your club. Starting Friday, a win on the road at ACCHS 45-15, and then most recently on Tuesday night, a TBL matchup, and you hold off Troy 45-39. How would you assess the last week of play?
Well, I think we did some good things. I think we're showing signs of getting better, for sure. But we still got a ways to go to get to where we're accustomed to or where we want to be. And the girls know that, and that's the good thing as a coach. They're well aware of that. So we've got some work to do, but at the same time, we also are getting better, and that's the main thing right now.
You have a couple of games left here before the holiday break, and it'll start this week on Friday. As you continue on, you'll get Valley Heights, who's coming off a really nice win against Frankfort this week. Frankfort, of course, a third-place finish last year at the state tournament and a number two ranking, coming into this week. And then you're also going to play Valley Falls next Tuesday before you wrap things up here for the 23 portion of the schedule. I want to start with a team like Valley Falls out of the Northeast Kansas League. Obviously very familiar with teams, of course, out of your own league. But how nice is it to kind of play some of these teams, whether it's the NEKL or even sometimes the Big Seven? You know, it's just kind of a different test for your team, especially here early. What do you like about matchups like that?
Well, it is. It's nice to play teams that aren't familiar with our style and how we do things. And it's nice. No question about that. Our league right now, the Twin Valley, I think there's maybe six or seven teams ranked in the top 10 in the KBCA. So, we talk all the time about how tough it is with the Twin Valley, but it truly is this year. I mean, I think we've got about five or six teams that have a chance to do some really, really good things at the state tournament level. So to step out of our league is refreshing to some degree. And I know Valley Falls has got some expectations this year. I haven't looked at them, of course, but we've played Effingham, we've played Valley Falls, we've played some teams in some other leagues. So like you said, it is nice to get out of that and to see some different competition.
We get Valley Heights on Friday this week, and they're a team you mentioned you could have five or six teams out of the TVL who are playing some really good ball here early, can certainly do some damage down the stretch once we get to, early March, late February. This is a Valley Heights team that just beat a number two ranked team in Frankfort 44-41. They're off to a 4-0 start. It just seems like each and every year, regardless of the roster, Valley Heights just always seems to have a good basketball team. What can you tell us about this Valley Heights team right now as you get set for another big time matchup this week?
Well, I haven't really looked at them yet. I'm just going off of what they were a year ago. Fairly young and I think they took their lumps last year. But they're going to compete. They've always had a group of girls that compete at a high level and whether Jordan Brockman's there or the coaches before, they've always competed well and I expect them to be the same way on Friday night. I think this will be a game probably a lot like their Frankfort game. I think it's going to come down to what team makes the least amount of mistakes and what team is able to get themselves going a little bit offensively in that game. And you'll have two very high level teams playing on Friday night, and that's the exciting part. So they're going to be a handful. They're athletic. They're deep, a lot like us, and it'll be a fun game.
Donovan West, girls basketball coach Perry Smith joining us one more time here in 2023 and a huge TBL matchup coming up for them on Friday as they take on an early undefeated Mustangs team of Valley Heights. So you get Mustangs on Mustangs coming up this week on Friday in the TBL. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the last couple of games here before the break, and we'll talk to you after the holiday break. We appreciate your time.
Brandon, same to you, and have a Merry Christmas.